This is NHL Audio, presented by XM.
All right, time now to talk to one of our insiders, Bob McKenzie, who joins us via Cisco telepresence from Toronto. Bob, as always, we appreciate it. Some news here in Chicago that maybe Joel Quenneville's had a falling out or is in the process of having a falling out with management. He's got contacts with Mark Bergevin because Bergevin, of course, used to be in the Chicago organization. Any chance you think Quenneville ends up being the next head coach in Montreal?
We'll see how things go here. Obviously, the way this season ended for the Chicago Blackhawks, they're not thrilled with. But by the same token, Joel Quenneville's got, I believe, at least a couple of years left on his deal in Chicago. And people are suggesting that because Mark Bergevin, who comes from the Chicago organization and is close with Quenneville, is going to Montreal, that Chicago wouldn't necessarily want to get rid of Joel Quenneville or fire him per se, but that if there was a situation where it was almost like not a trade or a transfer, if you will, that might happen. But to be honest with you, we'll just see where it goes. I wouldn't say that it's an absolute lock by any stretch. Is it at all possible? Until such time that Stan Bowman, the general manager of the Blackhawks, comes out and says, no, it's not, then I suppose those possibilities could always exist, but it's not something I'm looking for.
All right, Bob, here's the key question for Joel Quenneville. Parlez-vous français?
Yeah, he does, actually. Joel Quenneville actually speaks French and understands it. You know, on a scale of 1 to 10, I don't think he's a 10, but it's more than passable in that. So we'll see where all this goes. I mean, you know, does Joel Quenneville want out of Chicago? You know, and again, that would be for him to decide. Listen, everybody knows that the situation in Chicago, there's a perception out there that there's different camps, that everything's not as harmonious as everybody would like it to be between ownership and management and the coaching staff and what have you. But it's a leap at this point to suggest that could necessarily result in him becoming the head coach of the Montreal Canadiens. But, as I said, until Stan Bowman or Joel Quenneville now, because it's out there in the public domain, until those principals come out and say, not a chance in the world this happens, there's going to be speculation, but that's all it is at this point.
Another little bit of news from the Montreal Canadiens camp. It looks like Marc Bergevin has brought in Rick Dudley, who a lot of people, I'm sure you were amongst those, who suspected that these two have a relationship going back years, that he might bring in Rick Dudley. Dudley currently working for the Toronto Maple Leafs, so that has to get worked out. What's the latest on that front?
Well, the latest is there are negotiations between the Leafs and the Canadiens on that. And it's funny to say negotiations because it's really a cut-and-dried situation. Either he goes to work for Montreal or he doesn't. There's no compensation involved. That ended when Pete Chiarelli left the Ottawa Senators to go to the Boston Bruins. And that one was such a mess and had so many hard feelings and that the National Hockey League, led by Commissioner Gary Bettman, said, okay, that's it. Never again. If a franchise wants to let one of its people go and work for somebody else, it does so if they're under contract. If they don't want to, then they don't have to, but there's not going to be any compensation from here on in. So what it really boils down to is Montreal's got the third pick in the draft. Toronto's got the fifth pick in the draft. Rick Dudley's been working all season long on behalf of the Toronto Maple Leafs, in large part on their amateur scouting side. I don't think the Leafs want Dudley taking all that expertise and going to an organization that's picking two spots before the Toronto Maple Leafs. So they're, you know, Craig Button, who's working here with us at TSN, when he left the Dallas Stars as director of player development and went to the Calgary Flames as their general manager, the NHL insisted that he not be able to participate in the draft for the Calgary Flames, to the point where the Calgary Flames actually had to surrender their own draft list to the Dallas Stars in a sealed envelope to Bob Gainey, just to prove that they were going to be using their own expertise and not that of Craig Button. And that Bob Gainey never opened the envelope and returned it to them unsealed at the end, but it was basically a show of faith that they were going to give up their list so that people would know what they were working from.
Bob, Commissioner Gary Bettman in Phoenix, news conference at 9 o'clock Eastern Time to discuss the status of the Phoenix Coyotes, and there have been reports out there that there is a group that is interested in buying the Coyotes and keeping the team in Phoenix.
That's correct. It's led by Greg Jamieson, the former president and CEO of the San Jose Sharks. And he's obviously got an agreement in place with the NHL And the city of Glendale, though not the town council, the city of Glendale, to try and bring this thing home once and for all. And, you know, the National Hockey League, by going public with this tonight, has basically identified Jameson's group as their pony, if you will, to try and get this thing to the finish line. But in terms of getting to the finish line, they're not there just yet. It's still a case of show me the money. And Greg Jameson's got to make sure that he comes up with that the deal is able to close. There's the city council at Glendale still has to vote on this. And there's the Goldwater Group, which is the taxpayers' association, watchdog association, that wants to make everything, wants to make sure that everything the city of Glendale does, in their mind, is legal and not violating any rules or regulations out there. So we're not at the finish line. I think we can see the finish line, but you know what? We've seen the finish line before, and we didn't get there.
Yes. So you got lost on the way to the finish line.
So I think, yeah, I'm not saying there's a, I don't want to call it a healthy dose of skepticism, just simply that, yeah, the NHL's identified Jameson as the pony. He's saddled up, and he's on his way to the finish line, but he's not there yet.
Okay, Bob, hey, thanks so much. Talk to you soon. As always, we appreciate it.
Love what you hear. It's never been easier to listen to the NHL on XM wherever you are. Sign up for a free 14-day trial and get exclusive audio entertainment on the go, at home or in your car. XM. Love to listen.